A Mucky Business with Tim Farron.
Hello, I'm Tim Farron, and this is A Mucky Business. Sort of. You've probably noticed Rishi Sunak has been to the palace and the king has granted him a dissolution of parliament, which will take place soon. And that means there'll be a general election on the 4th of July. And Premier Christian Radio abide by the rules, and the Ofcom rules say, quite rightly, that people who stand as candidates in the election can't act as kind of neutral broadcasters and so on during that campaign. And it may have come as a surprise to you, but I will be a candidate in the election. I'm going to seek re-election as a Member of Parliament for Westmorland and Lonsdale. And so I'll be taking a break, and A Mucky Business will be taking a break for the duration of this election campaign. But Premier is going to give you excellent content all about faith and politics during this tumultuous few weeks. And I am joined by my friend, Andy Flanagan, who heads up Christians in Politics and does lots of other wonderful things as well. He's going to be leading a new podcast, which begins very soon, which will take us through the election period. Andy, tell us all about it.
Hi, Tim. How are you? And yes, I have to make sure you don't say another word from now on. Isn't that right? I'm not like yes. You get even a word in edgeways, which, you know, I'll be relaxed about. Yeah, it's 66 Politics. And you can probably guess from the title, it's about the 66 books of Scripture. And we're going to try and get as far through some of the passages of Scripture that really speak into the world of politics. We're going to be, rather than, you know, taking an issue and then trying to retrofit Scripture to it, we're going to look at bits of Scripture and get theologians and experts to actually explore what the Bible might be saying to us in 2024. That's the whole theme of the campaign that we're doing, the Bible Society, during the course of the run-up to the election. Our video's just gone live this morning called Britain and the Bible. And it's asking that, it starts with the challenging question, do you think adultery is a bad idea? And I'm guessing that most people listening to this would be saying yes. But then it goes on to ask, well, but do you think it should be against the law? And at which point, when I ask people that in gatherings, they often go, well, probably. So it's a question some people haven't even thought of. And so we're thinking, well, maybe you can't just cut and paste Scripture into legislation. But also we shouldn't probably cut and run, which is something I increasingly hear from Christians, that, oh, no, it's not our job to impose our morality on people. But actually, if you're elected, as you have been, and to make those decisions, then that's exactly your job.
that's fascinating. And I suppose also, we don't want to get ahead of ourselves, he said, it's absolutely fascinating. And it is so important, because I think the danger is, for a lot of people in politics with the Christian faith, is that we fit our faith around our politics. And really the aim of the podcast is that we fit our politics around our faith. I mean, when Jesus moves in, everything's got to change.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why we're using various chunks of Scripture as our basis for doing it. And obviously, we thought we were going to have longer. We thought we were going to be able to do more chunks, but we're going to use the time we have before the election. And we are happily taking the baton from you. An impressive baton that it is.
Well, I wonder really, because one of the things we've explored a lot on A Mucky Business is that people who have, let's be honest, the same theology can come to very different political conclusions. There'll be people running for all the main parties who are believers in this election with a same faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and different views on how we should respond to economic situations, social issues, public spending and all the rest of it. And as you started and you talked about how a commandment may be clear, how we apply it in the terms of the governance of our country might be less clear. And I guess those will be things you'll be spending time looking at.
Absolutely. That's the sort of grappling we're going to be encouraging people into. So we're trying to push people away from the lazy answers of cut and paste and cut and run. You know, that's where we just either just do the easy job of like throwing the Bible at legislation, or we can just keep our head in the sand. And we're saying, actually, there's a more complicated job to be done of grappling with Scripture, just being in wonder at the complexity and wonder of this incredible book and seeing how it applies to the complexity of our present political climate. And boy, is it complicated, and boy, is it really quite toxic out there. And I'm sure this election campaign will similarly be so. But, you know, what does Scripture have to say to how we conduct ourselves and how we disagree well, even though we will come to different conclusions?
And often during an election campaign, the intense scrutiny that leaders and others come under can mean sometimes it can get quite hairy. And I've never known an election campaign where things have not changed during that period. 6 weeks is genuinely a very long time in politics, to paraphrase Harold Wilson. And I kind of think that we may well see that this is quite a rough ride for the country, for individual politicians. And so as we hand over the baton to you, and we're really looking forward to listening to what you do and the areas in which you explore. I wonder if I may just hand on the baton in the best way possible, and that is to pray for you.
Oh, wonderful.
So let's do that now. So, loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for Andy, for all his work, and we just hand over him and 66 Politics and all of those at Premier enabling this to happen to you, to your wisdom and to guidance. We just pray for people to listen and to engage and to be really challenged, that there'd be a real faithful exploration of what Scripture tells us about every aspect of our lives, particularly those things that we refer to as politics. We pray also, as Andy says, that during this time, people will disagree, but they will disagree well, that there will be unity that comes out for our country from this potentially divisive time. That you bless and strengthen candidates. We think in particular of people of all parties and none who are standing for election and who are believers in the name of the Lord Jesus, that they will be sustained and strengthened, that your will be done, and they will be encouraged throughout this time, that they will keep faithful. Lord, I know from my own experiences that the worst thing you can do when things get pressured and you're under the spotlight is to just slip away from fellowship and not spend time close to you. May all of the candidates in this election who are Christians spend time rooted in your word, in fellowship with other Christians, and praying with you daily and regularly. And may the mission field that is politics yield fruit during that some might come to know
Amen.
you who don't yet. And
Amen.
Lord, we just ask all these things in Jesus' name. We pray your blessing upon Andy and 66 Politics and Premier, and may your will be done. Amen.
Oh, man. And Tim, do you mind me saying that it's really important because we really don't have many weeks to do it. We don't have a long run-in as we thought we might have, but we have this video called Britain and the Bible, and it's there on YouTube as of this morning. And we're really hoping that it is a great resource to churches. We're really basically hoping that every church in the country will show it at some point in the next few weeks in the run-up to the election. And it covers these issues of the connection between scripture and politics and our faith and politics. So if you just go onto YouTube, it's there, General Election 2024, Britain and the Bible. Please not only share it, but like it and comment. Let's get this thing going viral.
Great. So, Christians in politics, Britain in the Bible. Let's make sure that we look at it
And the
ourselves.
Bible.
Britain and the Bible. Let's get this right. So, Britain and the Bible, done. And is it a partnership between the Bible Society and Christians in politics?
That's exactly right. Yes, indeed.
Great. So, you know where to go. You know who's behind it. Look at it, absorb it, meditate upon it, and share it. Andy, what a blessing it is to talk to you. Thanks so much for taking this on. We really look forward to listening to you whilst I am delivering leaflets in what I hope will be the baking hot Westmorland sunshine. In my earphones will be Andy Flanagan and 66 Politics. God bless you all,
Well,
and see you soon.
may all your letterboxes be open. May all the dogs not be biting,
May
and
all
may
the
your
dogs be
letterboxes be open.
docile. Yeah, thank you.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.